So welcome back. How does it feel to be back, just first off?
You know, when I got the invitation, I was astounded because until about 7 years ago, I had no contact with the school. But they had sent publications and stuff, but they stopped sending them after I wrote on a postcard that I had passed away. Because I had trouble thinking of myself as an alumna. But after I heard from President Taylor and his wife, I resumed my attachment to Knox.
Is this the first time you've been back since you
yes,
went to school?
It is. First time back since spring 1960.
And now they're welcoming you back to congratulate you and honor you for your courage and leadership at a pivotal moment in the civil rights movement. But a lot of people think it's the one day on September 4th, 1957. Mm-hmm. But can you talk about what you experienced both that day and the struggle that you had to get an education after that?
Mm-hmm. I had made three attempts to get into school because I had thought that the Arkansas National Guard was there to protect all students. I had seen them break ranks to admit white students. But in truth, that whole day, only whites were admitted. They didn't admit the food service staff or the janitors. So after the third attempt, I was turned away and directed across the street where there were those angry demonstrators. And I heard somebody say, "Here she comes, get ready." So instead of crossing the street, I went down the street where I knew that there was a bus stop. I thought of it as safety. But when I got, as I was walking along, I heard somebody said, "Get a rope," this hanger, threatened to lynch me. And there were all kinds of hateful things said. Because of the way I had been brought up, I looked at a woman who was elderly. She seemed to have a kind face. I was going to ask her for help, and she spat in my face. Even though I had grown up in a segregated society, I had not seen such hatred face to face, but it was now out in the open. When I got to the bus bench, there were two middle-aged education reporters there, and they tried to comfort me. I remember Benjamin Fine saying, "Don't let them see you cry." And that was the reason that I hardly spoke that day. I thought if I opened my mouth, I would lose control and just blubber all over the place. I was trying to maintain some shred of dignity. But you asked me about what was it like other than that first day. When I look back on those days, people probably would be astounded to learn that we had a lot of bomb threats while we were in school. And the school's response to that was to have a fire drill. Only once was dynamite found in a locker, and it had a faulty fuse, so we were just lucky that day. But what is most astounding is that we were pummeled and knocked about every day of the school year, and the principal had said to us that if a teacher didn't verify what we said happened, he would ignore it. There were some things that happened every day, you just didn't know where. So we were body slammed into wall lockers every day. I was not diagnosed until 1980. By then, therapists had recognized that post-traumatic stress disorder did not just affect combat soldiers, it affected people who had been in sustained traumatic experiences. And certainly being at Central High School was that. I think that all of us were deeply wounded by our experiences, but people have worked their way through it over a period of years. I know the first time I went back into the school, I felt that fear. But I don't feel panicked now. And that's because I have been speaking to students every year since 1999. they actually may be stronger over a period of time.
And if they experience trauma before they come to college, what do you say that they should do to make it through that first year?
They should seek therapy from a professional therapist. And also, if they have difficulty in school, they need to talk to the counselors and make them aware. But one thing that I always insist on telling students is that if they reach out to support someone who's being harassed, they could help somebody live another day. It's not an exaggeration. It really isn't. Sometimes people are so set aside and hated upon, they don't feel like anybody supports them, because when other people just walk away, it creates a sense that they think you are deserving of what is happening. I never ask anybody to try to defend anybody, because that can be dangerous, but they can do something that anybody can do. Speak to that person kindly. You may be the only kind voice that they hear. And it's very, very empowering. And that's what happened to me in the last class of the day. I was shy, but I look forward to that speech class, because there were two students who reached out to me every day and treated me like an ordinary person.
White students.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.